we find that normally, after 10 to 15 people have provided responses, we have cataloged the great majority of the emblems of their culture. Analyze the results. If most of the people cannot supply a performance for a verbal message, we discard it. Studying the remaining performances further to eliminate inventions and illustrators. Many people are so eager to please that they will invent a gesture on the spot. Americans asked for a gesture for sawing wood could certainly oblige, even if they had never considered the request before, but the arm motion they would provide would not be an emblem. To weed out these false emblems, we show other people from the same culture videotapes of the performances by the first group. We ask which are inventions, which are pantomimes, and which are symbolic gestures that they have seen before or used themselves. We also ask the people to give us their own meanings for each performance. The gestures remaining after this second round of interpretations are likely to be the emblems of that particular culture. Using this procedure, we have found three types of emblems. First, popular emblems have the same or similar meanings in several cultures. The side-to-side head motion meaning no is a good example. Next, unique emblems have a specific meaning in one culture, but none elsewhere. Surprisingly, there seem to be no uniquely American emblems, although other countries provide many examples. For instance, the French gesture of putting one's fist around the tip of the nose and twisting it to signify he's drunk is not used elsewhere.